Welcome to Mac Voices number 509. This is the show where you hear from the people in the community that are the talk of the Mac community. And this time, I'm pleased to welcome for the first time on Mac Voices, Paul Kent, the conference chair for Macworld Conference and Expo. Paul, it's great to have you on Mac Voices.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Paul, we have done this on the User Group Report in the past. Now we're doing it on Mac Voices. How about if we ask you to give everyone an overview of the conference track for Macworld Conference and Expo in January?
I'd be happy to. So the conferences are coming up, and Macworld, as everyone knows, is coming up January 10th through 13th in San Francisco. Once again, this is the 22nd year of Macworld in San Francisco. And it's interesting. The conferences have grown and grown and grown. We have so many attendees who come and ask for new content in new content areas this year that I think this year's conference, Macworld San Francisco 2006, is going to be the most diverse and interesting event we've ever put on. Let me tell you about a few of the different programs that we have that people can choose from. We start with our Power Tools conferences. Power Tools are two-day product-specific training courses. We offer Power Tools in such classes as Dreamweaver, DVD Studio Pro, Creative Suite, Photoshop, FileMaker, Aperture this year, OS X Server. We also offer courses in Acrobat, in the new Flash 8, in Apple's Logic, how to put AppleScript to work, and Final Cut Pro. So those are most of the two-day Power Tools courses that we offer. And these happen on Monday and Tuesday, and then again on Wednesday and Thursday of Macworld Week. We also have our Macworld Users Conference, which has been kind of the hallmark conference for Macworld that's been going on for almost 20 years. And it's a great value. For around $200, you can attend over 40 sessions that cover everything from how to be a better OS X user to creative inspirational classes, Bert Monroy teaching a class on Photoshop, to digital video, to digital photography, and all sorts of creative inspirational classes that will help you get more out of your creative tools. So that's the Macworld Users Conference, and it happens on Wednesday and Thursday of Macworld Week. For IT professionals, people who manage large installations in the enterprise or maybe in the higher ed space, we have the Mac IT Conference. And Mac IT covers technical issues of interest to admins, network admins, CIOs, CTOs, anyone who really wants to get the nuts and bolts of deploying Macs in large installations, deploying Mac networks. We talk about Xserve, Xsan. We talk about Apple's RAID product, Mac OS X Server. We talk about security and wireless and all sorts of things that are of interest to people who manage large installations of Macintoshes. It's probably the most in-depth technical gathering of Mac admins in the world. And this group has a lot of fun. You know, they learn a lot. They ask a lot of hard questions. And they get together and talk about what they learned at the end of the day. And at the end of the week, they come out a lot better for the experience, having learned really what the state of the art is in Mac admin deployment right now. Now, new for San Francisco this year, we've started something called Market Symposiums. The Market Symposiums are events that cater to the needs of specific markets that rely on Macintosh technology and Apple technology. And the five Market Symposiums that we're going to offer this year are on podcasting. So for people who commercially want to deploy podcasts, we have a full day of issues and answers about how podcasting is being done with macOS technology. We have a Market Symposium for K-12 educators, how Mac technology is being used in the classroom and administration of education. We have a Market Symposium for art directors, for new media artists, and for small business owners. So all those courses are one-day, vertical market-specific, catering specifically to the needs of those markets. We're very excited about them. They're selling very, very well. And we think it's a great new way that we have to kind of get like-minded people with like-minded problems together so they can learn about what's going on in their world with regard to the Mac. I think the biggest message coming out of Macworld this year will certainly be digital photography. Apple has really stirred the world up with the release of their Aperture product, and we have so many different offerings for digital photographers, both amateur, hobbyist, semi-professional, and professional photographers. We, of course, have the two-day Power Tools on Aperture, which will be the first public training on Aperture that's ever been offered. So you can take a two-day class and really get inside of how to deploy this professional photography product. We have one day of our users conference is for kind of hobbyists or semi-professional photographers, and one day of our users conference is for professional photographers. We're particularly excited to have Ross Allen, who's an XHP fellow scientist, is going to be doing a presentation in the users conference on the future of digital photography, talking about all the physics and optics that are currently being developed to for the cameras and the consumer cameras of tomorrow. We also have an evening session where David Pogue and the American Society of Media Photographers will be hosting a Birds of a Feather session, where David Pogue will be giving a keynote on the future of digital photography as well. We'll be talking about how Automator can be used with digital photography and digital cameras. We'll be talking about iPhoto. We'll be talking about Aperture. We really have a full week of interesting things going on for digital photography enthusiasts. Similarly, for digital video enthusiasts, we have two conference days. We have a Power Tools. We have a Birds of a Feather. There's just a lot of information going on for digital video enthusiasts as well. And that's pretty much what the week looks like.
Paul, it always strikes me about the conference track, how it grows each year, how you all find new ways to add new things. But what you were saying about the digital photography sessions is really epitomizes, I think, one of the most interesting things about the Macworld conference track, and that is that you address every level of experience for the Mac user. If you're somebody who has just picked up their first digital camera, you're going to have a session for it. If you're someone that makes your living professionally and has for 100 years, you're going to have a session for it. That's a heck of a challenge to find instructors and address each one of those skill levels, and not just in digital photography, but in the networking, in the users conference. It's a whole way across the board.
Well, I agree. And fortunately, in the Mac community, we're blessed with a plethora of creative professionals who are excellent instructors who really, they don't see the lines delineating all these levels of people. All they see is that interested, enthusiastic users, and they want to share their knowledge with them. So if I need to ask them to develop a course for a beginner user, they're only too happy to do that. If I ask them to lead the course for a professional user, and that's really what their forte is, they're happy to do that as well. So I think the response to that is that we're just very fortunate that, you know, the Mac community is blessed and stock full of excellent teachers, excellent trainers, who are just so willing and anxious to share their knowledge.
And I guess we should give you the credit for the selection of the conference staff, because you always come up with the best, the brightest, the most informed, the people that are really not just out there training and talking about it from a training standpoint, they're actually out there doing it. And they take time out of a busy Macworld Expo week to come and teach these sessions for you and really for all of us to find out. And I think that's the other thing, the credibility of having the people that are actually doing these things rather than just a teacher. And I'm going to get emails from teachers out there, and I don't mean it that way. But there's a lot to be said for the people that are actually producing and using these tools.
Well, I agree, and thank you for the nice compliment. We do. We have a very rich community of professionals who get involved with Macworld and love to be involved with Macworld. Macworld is a home for the Mac community. It's the place where people from all corners of the globe kind of come together once a year. And the instructors enjoy this. I mean, we use many of the same instructors from year to year, and we add several new ones each year. But the content always stays fresh. Even the speakers who we invite back year after year, their commitment to updating their content and making it as relevant to the newest releases of the software they're talking about or the newest issues of the industry that they're talking about is unquestioned. And so I think you're right. I think Macworld has done a good job. We've done a good job in establishing the conference as a credible place where people can count on the quality of session to session.
Paul, if I could, would you mind going down one more time the different levels of conferences, and if you can, the pricing on those levels, so the folks have some idea of exactly what they need to pay to gain access to which ones?
Well, you know, the pricing is kind of a Chinese menu of mix and match things to put together one day to 5 days of training. So I'm actually going to refer people to the MacworldExpo.com website to look at all the registration options, because there's lots of discount levels and there's lots of packages where we put the different things together. But I'd be happy to tell you what the different offerings are once again. Power Tools are our two-day product-specific training classes. The Mac IT Conference is our two-and-a-half-day technical issues for Mac network administrators. The Users Conference is a broad offering, again, 2 days of sessions on OS X usage, digital photography, digital video, and creative tools. On Friday, we offer our hands-on Mac Labs sessions. These are small, focused, instructor-led hands-on training courses on five different products. We have our new market symposiums for K-12, new media artists, art directors, podcasters and small business. We have a free set of conference offerings on the show floor called our Taste of the Conferences stage, and that's very interesting. There's no cost to participate in those conference sessions. It gives you a little bit of a feeling for what we're doing in the conferences. And one other thing that I wanted to mention that I didn't mention before, we're offering two photo safaris. These are sponsored by Olympus, and they're going to take small groups, 30 professional and 30 beginner photographers, on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 10th and 11th of January. Now, these courses are almost sold out, so as people are hearing this, if they think they might be interested, they should really go to the website and try and sign up right away. But these photo safaris offer a little bit of classroom training, and then they go out to the streets of San Francisco. Olympus is providing cameras for everybody, and they're going to do photo shoots, come back, critique, analyze, learn how to light, learn how to edit, and learn how to share the photographs that you've just taken. They're very interesting sessions, a different type of thing, where we're taking the class out into the streets of San Francisco. But they're selling very well, and they're very interesting. And for people who are into photography, this might be the highlight of the week for you. And that's really the sum of all of the conference offerings that we have at Macworld San Francisco.
Paul, one question I know that came up at my user group not too long ago. For any of these level conferences, do you provide machines, or are attendees welcome to bring their PowerBooks to follow along?
Absolutely. Attendees are always welcome to bring their PowerBooks. And really, we find that more in training, as the world of training matures, that a laptop computer is really, it's the notebook of yesterday. I mean, really, you're taking your notes, you're following along with the application that you're learning about, and that's really the best way to do it. The only hands-on training that we offer at Macworld is on Friday, our hands-on Mac Labs. The photo safaris we do provide computers for, but the Power Tool conferences, Mac IT conference, and Users conference, those are all events where you should bring your own laptop.
And I'm happy to say that Macworld Conference and Expo has partnered with Mac Voices and the Mug Center to allow Mac Voices listeners and user group members to take 15% off of any of the conference packages Paul has talked about. You can find the information on the Mug Center, and we'll also have a link to it in our show notes. And as Paul said, a lot of these things are space limited. So if you're thinking about it, don't think too long. Go do your research quick, find the code, and get signed up, and make your plans for San Francisco, because it's going to be a terrific week. And it's going to be a terrific week thanks to the efforts of Paul Kent, the conference chair for Macworld Conference and Expo. Paul, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us and enlighten everybody about what all's happening this year in San Francisco.
Well, thank you for having me here, Chuck.
I'm Chuck Joyner, and you've been listening to Mac Voices. That's the talk of the Mac community for right now. I'll be back again soon with our next edition. Thanks for listening.